Folks, we have just come back from a commercial break, and Spaz Forte, we have just learned, has broke into the locker room of Viper. Apparently, Viper wasn't there and somebody had tipped him off, but it appears that Scorp was waiting for Spaz. Now, what Scorp didn't understand was apparently Spaz was said to be with an unknown person, and the attack was quick and violent. Scorp has not been rushed as of yet to the hospital, but he did sustain what they are saying is a pretty serious knee injury, and right now it's looking like Scorp will not be accompanying Viper to the ring. Speaking of Viper, it's time for that highway to open up. Here he comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest will be a barbed wire ropes match. Coming down the aisle, he hails from the green field and is rumored to be the founder of High Times magazine. He was once hailed as the leader of the defunct Extreme Alliance and is loved by his Mary Janeites all around the globe. People of peace, not greed, stand on your feet as he returns to the WWA for the first time in almost 1 year. Ladies and gentlemen, you remember him as Viper!
Viper has come back to the WWA guns blazing, and on our last card, he took credit for the lights out attacks that have taken place over the past 6 months. He not only cost Mathias D a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, but he also threatened to get even with Mr. McKee if it's the last thing he ever did in WWA. In front of Viper tonight will be a very angry and very motivated Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh. They've said the winner of this match is going to receive a World Hardcore shot against Ryan Rhodes at the iPay-Per-View next month. But if Kavanaugh accepts Batiste's challenge tonight to face Obsidian for the world title, this match could mean nothing more than bragging rights for either Kavanaugh or Viper. Speaking of Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh, I believe I hear his entrance music queuing up. Let's go to the ring.
And his opponent, he makes his way to us from Baltimore, Maryland, and has held more championship belts than any man to grace this squared circle. Some call him the living legend. Others call him the master of the mind fuck. At 255 pounds, I give you Michael Snake Eyes.
The fans here are booing Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh, and I don't blame them. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And although I don't understand why Mathias D is still clinging to Snake Eyes after he screwed him on the last show, well, let's just say that everybody has a reason for doing anything they do here in WWA. I don't believe this. Kavanaugh's calling for the microphone. Let's find out what he wants.
Give me the mic. Yeah, you can all kiss my white ass. Shut the fuck up and let me talk. This is the contract that WEWA, eWrestling.org has offered me. There's a shitload of money here, more than 10 of you worthless fucks will ever see. This is the largest contract this federation has ever offered anyone. But then again, it's only fucking right that it's offered to me.
You suck!
Yeah, shut up. There is a little clause I'll mention that. Once I sign this contract, I face the one and only mile-high monster Obsidian at last rites.
Where's your belt?
Fucking chair. Fuck you all. That's just for the world championship. Barbed wire cage. Call it once and for all. Call it last shot for Snake Eyes. Pretty damn close. Again. Probably know by now, if I accept this match as the last title shot this year, 7 months, no American Championship shot, no title shot, nothing for the rest of the year.
Thank God, no more Snake Eyes!
Happy, and I kiss my ass. Be happy if I took the alternative and turned down a fucking challenge. So I've been thinking about this for a full week. I've been thinking that maybe I need to make a big decision here. See, I've been thinking, and then I listened to something you said.
Get out of the ring.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Kiss my ass. Fuck all of you. That's my last thing.
My God, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has just accepted Mr. Batiste's challenge to face Obsidian in the main event at Last Rites for the World Heavyweight Championship, and if Kavanaugh loses, he won't get another title shot for the rest of 2004. Mike Kavanaugh, Batiste is going to screw with you. What are you doing in there? Oh, look at Viper. He can't take any more of the grandstanding. The Man of Green has just drop-kicked Kavanaugh onto his back, sending the living legend into the turnbuckle head first. Kip up by Viper and charging into the corner. He drills Kavanaugh with a tough love clothesline. Mike grunts, but Viper continues the attack with a rake to the eye. Irish whip by Viper on Kavanaugh into the barbed wire ropes and... Oh, get out of here! Holy shit! Oh, the wires just snapped and Mike Kavanaugh just went head first through my announcer's table. Mike Kavanaugh is tangled in barbed wire cables and Jesus Christ, listen to the fans chant. Snakes hardcore, snakes hardcore, snakes hardcore, hardcore indeed. But so is Viper, who is now making his way out of the ring and down towards the helpless and bloody Kavanaugh. Mike is struggling to get up and, oh, Viper just speared his opponent into the guardrail. Kavanaugh arches his back in pain, forcing the barbed wire tangled around his entire body to dig deeper. Oh, come on, leave him alone, Viper. DDT by Viper, and Mike is getting completely destroyed. Covered on the concrete, here's the count. 1, 2, 3, this one's over before it began, and wait a minute, folks, Kavanaugh kicked out, and this one's gonna continue. Security guards have come down to ringside with wire clippers because apparently Kavanaugh and Viper can't get free. Jesus, would you look at Kavanaugh's chest and back? It's sliced up. Someone needs to ban these barbed wire matches from WWE. Mr. Batiste, they're just not necessary. Finally getting the wrestlers free, Viper pushes the security guards to the side and charges Kavanaugh once again, lunging his body in an attempt to drive Kavanaugh back into the railing. Oh, free from the barbed wire entanglement, Mike counters with a leaping DDT on the broken pieces of the table. And he's got the cover down, just like that. 1, 2, Kavanaugh did it, I don't believe it. Hold it, the referee is safe. Viper kicked out this time, and it's gonna continue again. Picking Viper up off the rubble and rolling him back into the ring, the carved up Kavanaugh follows with a loose section of barb that was dangling from the ropes. Oh my God, he just whipped Viper, scooping Viper off from the canvas. Kavanaugh body slams him. Oh my God. Kavanaugh picks him up again, this time unloading with a dragon suplex, and Viper grimaces in pain, signaling for the pile driver. Kavanaugh gets into position, and Viper's gonna counter this one with a stunner. What a counter by Viper. You can never count that guy out. Viper gets up, cursing and taking hold of the loose barbed wire that Kavanaugh just whipped him with moments ago. He starts whipping the living legend like a dog. Punches and bunches follow. Kavanaugh cries out in pain. Viper now taking the barbed wire and recreating his version of the Passion of Christ. Fits Kavanaugh with an extreme barbed wire crown. As the blood continues to gush from Michael Cinco's Kavanaugh's forehead, Viper pulls the living legend back off the canvas and pushes him into the corner. Hard chops by Viper, yielding big results. Kavanaugh is countering. Barbed wire headbutt to Kavanaugh stuns Viper. And here comes Kavanaugh pouring on the heat. Viper is cut bad, and this can't be good. everyone knows that as this match progresses, it's only going to get worse, and Kavanaugh is only going to get stronger. Body slam again by Kavanaugh, pulling Viper immediately off the logo. Kavanaugh knocks his head off with a nasty clothesline. Kavanaugh is looking to the crowd, and he's signaling for something. What is he doing? Mike Kavanaugh has Viper up in powerbomb position. Good Jesus, no, Mike! Powerbomb directly on the barbed wire ropes, and a second set snaps, entangling Viper. Oh my God, I don't believe this is such a brutal bout. Dragging Viper from the pile of extreme. Kavanaugh unloads. It's a cradle suplex. This one has to be over. No way Viper's kicking out. Two, three, this one's over, and no, it's going to continue as Viper now begins to bleed buckets for WWA. This match is getting to the point where either man can win, but right now Mike Kavanaugh remains in control. Kavanaugh has stopped the assault, and my God, what is the innovator of all that's wrong doing? Folks, Mike seems to be creating a pile of barbed wire, and the fans are now on their feet. Kavanaugh just yelled out that he's going for the tombstone. Mike, don't do it. You'll tear Viper's face off his head, off the canvas, and up into tombstone. Kavanaugh twists and brutally lowers Viper's head, grinding him like a corkscrew into the barbed wire with a twisting tombstone. Now that's incredible. Viper is shaking from the impact, and as both men battle in each other's blood, they're bathed, folks. They are covered in each other's blood. Kavanaugh is now applying a camel clutch, locking his blood-soaked hands around the chin of Viper. Mike pulls back, forcing more blood to pulse from the 3-inch gash in Viper's head. The referee is now asking Viper if he wants to submit, and Viper is saying no. Kavanaugh looks like he's losing his grip, and his bloody hands are slipping. Yes, they're bloody, folks. Viper's countering the camel clutch. He's doing a push-up. Kavanaugh can't believe it. He's shaking his head. No. Kavanaugh finds himself piggyback style on Viper, driving backwards. Viper will fall through the third set of ropes and snaps the barbed wire from the ring post. They went through the timekeeper's table. This one is completely out of control. Listen to the crowd chant. Holy shit. Through the chaos, Viper is locking in the Hamshit bomb. What the hell? It's Matt Iodine jumping the guardrail with a steel chair. He just sprained Viper. Oh, and the referee, he's not calling for the bell. Come on, it's a disqualification. Matthias is calling for the Matty Driver, and Scorpion just arrived. He just sidewalk slammed D onto the concrete. Matty is out cold, rolling Kavanaugh back into the ring. Viper is now held back by Scorpion. Look at that! Viper's got the Hamsha bomb once again locked in on Kavanaugh, and Mike Kavanaugh looks completely knocked out. The referee is raising a hand on Kavanaugh, and it doesn't seem to be responding. One, two, wait a minute, no, he's up and Viper is stunned. What the hell? What is that? No way! I only know that music from one person! You've gotta be kidding me! He's back! And he just applied the jack attack to Viper! All hell is broken loose in the arena as Big Daddy Jack Craven has just returned to the WWA after 2-year hiatus! Viper is fading and the massive Scorp just picked Big Daddy off his feet and drilled him through the canvas with a sidewalk slam! Kavanaugh is barely moving in the ring. On the outside, he is trying to get to his feet, but the toll from his earlier match has made it difficult for him to combat the pain shooting through his spine right now. Inside the ring, again, Viper's got the Hamsha bomb for a third time on Kavanaugh. No one gets out of the Ham. This is going to be it. The referee is looking close, and as Kavanaugh continues to fade, you know what it has to be. You know what's going to happen. The ring is completely covered in blood. This is a bloodbath, and Mike Kavanaugh looks like he's got nothing left in the tank. I think Kavanaugh's going to sleep with the fishes. Will Michaels think that Kavanaugh lose for a third time in 4 matches? Oh my, no. No, not him. Not him. Jack Craven was enough, but not him. The crowd has exploded. There's no way in the world this has to be a joke. It can't be. He's retired, and Mo said he wasn't into the wrestling business anymore. Mr. McKee, you sick bastard, what have you done? Viper breaks the Ham Shabam and has a curtain part. Oh my God, it is! It's five-time WEWA and former Fed Wars World Heavyweight Champion, Eddie Outlaw, diving into the ring with his EO kettle prong. Outlaw lowers the iron on Scorch, busting the big man open. Viper swings the chair, but Outlaw ducks. EO kettle prong and a shot on Outlaw. Viper just got crushed. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm failing from the ring on Queen Street. Both Viper and Scorch stumble up the aisle with their tail between their legs. Listen to the man's chamber, Eddie Outlaw.
Welcome back.
And looking through the blood-crusted smile with a devilish grin, Mike Kavanaugh extends his hand and Eddie Outlaw helps him to his feet. Inside the ring comes Matt Thiessy, who has no clue what the hell is going on. And seeing Outlaw in the ring, Steve pushes him away from Kavanaugh, protecting his team win stablemate. I don't think he understands. Jack attack on Thiessy. Jack Craven has locked in his finisher on Matt Thiessy. And Outlaw drives his boot into the stomach of D. Kavanaugh immediately pulls Craven off of D. And he tells Outlaw to stop the attack. He tells both their guys to back off. And out of the ring and pushes Mike back as the two begin to argue. In the middle of the square, Jack Craven. And oh Lord, Craven, don't do it. He's offering Outlaw and Kavanaugh something. No, they're putting on the t-shirts. They're raising the three fingers. The Black Knights from BACW have reunited. It's the BACW Black Knights, and their motto is, we're better than you. The Black Knights have reformed, and with Craven, Kavanaugh, and Outlaw all on the same page, there isn't anybody in the wrestling business who's going to be able to doing what they want. Fans are chanting, badass wrestling, badass wrestling, badass wrestling, and I'm chanting it too. And exiting the arena, oh my God, Matthias D is furious. Look at him leaving in a heap of his own ignorance. I'm still not sure where these men stand, and I'm referring to Kavanaugh and D, but one thing I do understand is this. Everyone thought Mr. Petit was coming for Mike, and that Mike was at a disadvantage. But with Jack Craven and one of the most dominant wrestlers of all time, Eddie Outlaw, back in the ring at his side, it seems the scales of justice have just tilted. Obsidian, you better watch out at last right, because the Black Knights are back, and it doesn't appear that they're going to be breaking up anytime soon. Well, folks, the match has been thrown out. There is no winner here tonight. We might think Kavanaugh and Viper can't bring the referee all hell out, broken loose in the ring, and it's time for our main event. Listen to the fans chanting for Sombra's name. They love the Mexican superstar. And for one night and one night only, Mr. T has made it possible for Las Sombras to return here at a world title match. Let's go to the ring.